O Lord, take my lips and speak through them. Take our minds and think through them. Take our hearts and set them on fire with love for yourself. Amen. Amen. Please do be seated. This past week, there have been various events to commemorate the D-Day landings. At Westbury, we had a barbecue on the village field with a lighting of candles just after 9 p.m. It was a social happy event, to be honest, to remember this sad day when many people lost their lives. But it was a key event that led to us still living in freedom here in Europe. We have the opportunity to live in peace today. I never know quite how to behave, joyful, sad, holding these emotions in balance on these occasions. But something we must not do is forget how fragile this peace is that we have across Europe, indeed across the world. We see and hear about the wars in other countries. Some of us may have helped directly or indirectly with aid to the current wars in the Middle East and in Ukraine. So peace, in its widest meaning, is freedom from disturbance, tranquility. We have plenty of that in our rural benefice here. Well, we have HS2. And you dog lovers out there, maybe you have some tips to stop my dog barking at the red kites as they hover over our garden sky space. Peace is certainly shattered as my dog Trey warns them off. And of course, individually, we may have unrest in our families, our households. So living in peace and tranquility. God made us a beautiful, peaceful garden to live in, right at the beginning of time, the Garden of Eden. And we heard in our first reading from Genesis how Adam and Eve, having done wrong, cover themselves and hide from God. When God sees them, they say that they are ashamed of what they have done. They had done wrong. They now knew right from wrong. This is a big thing in life, knowing right from wrong. And we read right from that moment in time that God wants to forgive. He wants us to live in peace with each other, with those around us, and at peace with him. The punishment from God came on the serpent who led them astray, the evil in the garden, the work of the devil, something we shy away from talking about, but we all know it exists in our world. God knew Adam and Eve wanted forgiveness, and he forgave them. And today, all our sins are forgiven. God forgives us. Jesus earned that for us from the cross. All our sins are forgiven even before we do them, which is great news for us, that our sins are forgiven. God knows that life is tough for us. God in Jesus experienced that. Jesus didn't find it all smooth running living here on earth. Not only did he have the Pharisees, the scribes, always questioning him and where he got his power from, as we read in our reading today, but his family found it hard to keep up with his change from being a regular family member to being a healer, a prophet, putting himself in danger. What do the scribes say today? Because we hear so often about their challenges to Jesus. Today they say Jesus is performing miracles using the power of Beelzebul, that is the devil, Satan. And Jesus says, how can Satan cast out Satan? And Jesus says, why would the devil want to cast himself out? And Jesus goes on to say, if you speak badly against the power of the Holy Spirit, if you reject the power of God, you reject God's forgiveness. So how can you then receive God's forgiveness? And as I've said, God wants to forgive us all, And Jesus' family, well, Mary, his mother, knew he was special, a gift from God to the world. But even so, she is worried for him, his safety probably, and his brothers and sisters too. They probably questioned how wise he was in what he was doing. And Jesus says, okay, I hear my mother, my brothers are outside, and I love them. But I also love you, all of you, sitting here around me. You are so important to me, important to God. You are my family. And that includes us all here today, in this church, in this benefice and way beyond. All who want to know more about Jesus are included in his family. A church gathering is a place for all people. Looking around, we probably have quite differing views on things, on politics, on sport, teams that we would support, our music preferences, our food that we like, but we come and join together as a church family across the benefits today and beyond, actually, focusing our collective interest in God, in worship. This is very special. This is something we all share. And even our belief and understanding of God, how he interacts with us, our belief and understanding of what we read in the Bible, will vary. But we are all here today to worship God, to share this time, to think, to listen, to pray, to sing. And Michael, to get the best out of that harmonium, thank you. Doing a great job, as does Kathy when she's here. Good on Kathy. This train of thought I had in preparing for this morning reminded me of a song that came out, well, I was going to say in my late teens, but when I checked the date of its release, it was in my 20s, actually. It was Sister Sledge singing We Are Family. Do any of you remember it? We are family. It was a disco song. I think they were classed as an R&B soul disco vocal group, Sister Sledge. To be honest, I wouldn't know what other songs they sang. But I remember driving along in my car with my children, and we would sing along to this song on the radio, and even beyond it, radio's life, we would sing it. I can't remember the lyrics, but all we knew was that one line, and that it was basically about whatever our differences, we are family. And just checking it out before today, this song was apparently part of a disco movement at that time. It says to liberate and unite minority groups. We did not know that, and that's quite profound really, isn't it? But it seems rather familiar with the gospel message, to unite people, to liberate minority groups, to welcome all to this wonderful good news. And I know it is one of the songs that you can find nuns dancing to online. So then it must mean it's okay. Although there's quite a lot of songs that nuns dance to online, I've noticed. But maybe I'm getting distracted. But having said that, we can often think our everyday life is separate to our Sunday church, to our spiritual beliefs, that they are far removed. We think that the world is just so out of sync with what we read in the Bible that if we all love one another, all will be okay. We can think it is okay for God to say that, but it is hard. Well, I think God knows that. He made us, created this beautiful Garden of Eden, and even in there we ran into trouble, temptation, evil. And Jesus, God's Son, knew all about the difficulties of life here on earth. Saying no to temptation, evil, it is hard to say no. With the little things and with the big things, but we can help each other. Jesus taught us so many things about that. With the parables, with the conversations we hear with his disciples. And the thing is, God has not given up on us. He is still interacting with us. We hear of great acts of kindness, bravery in the very difficult, war-torn areas of the world. We hear of everyday acts between those of us here in our daily lives, people helping each other out. We just celebrated Volunteer Week, and how amazing all the generous work of our volunteers is across all areas. And whenever these happen, these acts of kindness, these generosities of giving of ourselves, people find that wonderful peace and connection with each other, with God. It doesn't mean all is suddenly well and rosy, but it is, for that moment in time, good. One day we will all be united as a family. Let us not forget that. The choir sang earlier, it was on that train, when Mother Teresa heard that calling to help the poor of Darjeeling. We sang the beautiful hymn about God's love coming to us new every morning. And we have just sang, Seek Ye First the Kingdom of God. Great choices of hymns, thank you. God is still with us. We are all part of his family. Not just in this church, not just in the UK or Europe, but globally. All our acts of kindness, our love for each other, our prayers, our sharing of the gospel message encourage this family to be strong and sends a welcome to all. Amen.